Today's shiur is Masechta Menachos on Daf Kuf Ches. We will begin on Daf Kuf Zayin Amud Beis, 9 lines from the bottom of the Amud, at the 2 dots, with the words Tana Rabbanan. We learned in yesterday's shiur at the end of the Mishnah, there was a machlokus between Rebbe and the Chachamim, in a case of Katan Vehevi Gadol. If somebody said Harei Olai, for example, an Egel, a calf, and instead he brought a par, so the Chachamim hold that he's Yotze, because in the larger one is the smaller one. However, the sheet of Rebbe is, Rebbe Yaimer lo Yotze, he must bring precisely what he was menader to the Beis HaMikdash, and that's why, even though he's bringing a bigger, better animal as a korban, Rebbe paskins that he is not Yotze. And because of this machlokas, we are going to now bring in a Mishnah in Mesech Deshkol and Perek Vav Mishnah Hei, which is brought in just because one of the Pshatim in the Gemara has to do with this machlokas of Rebbe and the Chachamim. Let us see the Mishnah, and it's a Mishnah which we have already learnt several times. The most recent time is on Daf Kuf Dalad Amid Aleph. We mentioned this mission as well. Tanan Hostin, we learned there in Masech Tishkalim, Shisha Lenedova Keneged Mi. We know that there were in the Beis HaMikdash 13 shofros. These were 13 collection boxes which looked like a shofar. They were large at the bottom and thin on top. It was easy to put in money. However, it was difficult to take out the money from those shofros. 7 of them, as Rashi brings down here, it was written on the shofars exactly for what purpose the money that was put into those shofars was used for. One, it said, Taklin Charetin Denu Shkolim. The second one, Taklin Atikin, last year's Shkolim that were left over. The third was for Kinim, for the bird, Korbanos. The fourth was for Geizle Oila, the birds that were brought for the Ola. The next one was for Eitzim, for the Marocha. The next one was for the Lavona, the frankincense, and the 7th one was Zohav. It was written on it, gold for the Kapoiris and the other various klishores in the Beis HaMikdash. What our mission is focusing on is the other 6. The other 6, it was written on them, Linadova. And the question is, why was it necessary to have 6? Why could we not have 4th in the Dova for Korbanis Tzibur, as we've learned, and Rashi on Daf Kuf Ches Amid Aleph brings down in the second wide line, the Gemara and Tmur Daf Chof Gimel Amid Beis, Ze Medrish Dorish Yoyoda HaKoyin, Yoyoda the Koyin Gadol made a drasha, that Kol Haba Mimoyser Chatos Umimoyser Asham, Yilokich Bem Oilos Habaser Lashem, the meat will be for Hashem, va'oyres l'kahanim, and the skins will be for kahanim, like the din is by every ola, that the meat gets nikrav on the mizbeach, and the skins are for the kahanim. So Yehoyada the Kohen Gadol learned the concept of kayetz ha-mizbeach, that the mizbeach had to have korbanos on it all the time, and if there were no korbanos from the tzibur, or individual korbanos that were taking up place on the mizbeach, we did not want to leave it empty, so we made a dessert, a kayetz mizbeach, and it was from those 6 shofros that the money was taken to purchase animals to be brought on the mizbeach during the period of time, a few times during the year, where the mizbeach was empty of korbanos. That's when they were makriv these korbanos. So the question is, why was it necessary to have 6? Says the Mishnah there in Shkolim. And this is going to be a machloikus here, a meroyim, to explain why the Mishnah in Shkolim required to have 6. Why was it not necessary just to have 1? And now we're going to have a simon, which the Dukei Seferim tells us is actually corrupt. It's a mistake. It should not be kuf mem and the fe and then shin and an ayin, but rather it should be kinaz pasha, so to speak, kinaz sinned. This stands for the six names, of the Amoraim who are going to tell us pshat why there were six of these shofars marked for nedava, why wasn't one sufficient. And the kuf is from the first Amora, Chizkia, the middle letter kuf. The next, the nun of kinaz, is from the second shita, Rabbi Yochanan, the nun of Rabbi Yochanan. The zayin is a few lines down further on our Amid, Ze'iri, that's the word kinaz. Then we begin the second word, Pasha. So Barpada, the last line on the Amid, so the pay of Barpada stands for the pay of Pasha. And then on Kuf Ches Amid Aleph, we're going to have two more reasons, and they are from Shmuel, that's the shin of Pasha. And finally, we're going to have Rabbi Oishia, that's the ayin of Pasha. Let us begin the first, which is the kuf of kinaz from the word Chizkia. Amar Chizkia, keneged shisha batei avos hakahanim. That the six shofaros for nedava were keneged the six batei avos, the fathers' houses of the kahanim. We know that there were 24 mishmairos. The kahanim were divided up into 24 shifts, 24 watches, that 1 week they would service the Beis HaMikdash, and each mishmar of those 24 were divided up into six batei avos. So each day of the week, another Beis Av would do the avoda in the Beis HaMikdash, and on Shabbos, they all worked together. So the Chizki explained, Shatiknu lem chachamim, the chachamim were misakin, to have these six shofars, keneged, the six batei avos of each mishmar, as the Bach puts in the next word, kidei shiyeh shalom zemzeh, so that there should be shalom, there should not be any jealousy, any animosity, machlokes, there should only be peace one with another. Rashi explains, because if there would only be one shofar for the nedava, for the Kayetz HaMizbeach, it is very possible that one Beis Av would not go into the shofar at all. They would have enough korbanos on the Mizbeach. And then their fellow Beis Av, they would have a lull in the Mizbeach for which they would take money from the shofaros for animals to provide it for the Kayetz HaMizbeach, so there would be jealousy. And the ones who didn't get would say, look, these other ones are getting from this shofar and we're not getting. So even though you could say, well, they're getting because they didn't have any other karbonis. You had regular karbonis and you got the skins, the oilus that were brought from Klal Yisrael, so you got that day, you got already skins. So what are you jealous about? So Rashi gives an answer, and the Shita here brings a Gilyan to give an answer as well. Rashi's answer is that they'll say, well, what we got on every single day, what we got, that was our muzzle. We were fortunate to get, there were people who sacrificed, and it came out our muzzle that we got. But we, after all, the public shofar that's servicing all kahanim, from that public shofar, we didn't get the same as the other Beis Av. The Shita says even more, that yesh shlomim sha'iris labailim. They could say, well, today, yes, we had individual korbanos, but you know what they were? They were shlomim, and by shlomim, the skins don't even go to the kahanim. So there could be jealousy. And that's why the Chacham were misakin. Let's have six batei avos. The money will be distributed to the six shofaros, keneged the six batei avos equally. And this will lessen the chance that there will be jealousy amongst the Kohanim. Rabbi Yochanan, the nun of Kenaz of the Simon, Rabbi Yochanan, Amar, Mitoich, Shahanadova, Meruba, since there's a lot of people who are giving towards this shofar of Nadava, Tiknulam Shofar's Meruba, they made a lot of shofars, Kidei, Shaloy Yisapsu Amos, in order that the money would not corrode it. Because if a lot of money is lying one on top of the other, the money can deteriorate, there's no air there, and then the value of the coins will actually become less, and that's why they're misakin to spread out the many coins in six shifras. Now, the Zion, Kenaz, the last letter of the first word of the simon, Ze'iri, V'Ze'iri Amar, Keneged, Par, V'Egel, Isle, V'Keves, Gedi, V'Soyer. As we learned on the top of the Amud, that each one of these animals, there was a different value. If a person said, I'm being menader, that I'm going to bring a par for an oila, so he would have to put 100 dinrin in the pushka. If he would say an eagle, he would give 5. If it was an isle, it was 2. If it was a kevis, it was 1. And it would seem that a sor and a gedi would be the same as the isle and kevis. A sor would be 2, and a gedi would be 1 dinner. So, therefore, since each one had its own amount, keneged, the 6 different kinds of karbonis they had, 1 shofar was written on it. Par, 1 egel, 1 ayil, 1 keves, 1 gedi, 1 soyer. You made a nedava, and you were not of a par, you would put the money in the par. You made an egel, you put the money into the egel. And now comes the whole reason why we brought this mission in Shkolim, because of the next line. V'rebihi, the Omar Kotten v'hevi goda lo yotze. This is going according to Rebbe Shita, that Rebbe paskened in our Mishnah, that where a person dedicates to the Beis HaMikdash a smaller korban, and he then wants to give a larger korban, he's not yotze, because he has to give precisely what he promised. So that's why we need 6, because according to the Rabbanon, we would only need 3. We could just have 1 for a par, and 1 for an ayil, and 1 for a sawyer. We could only have 3. And then, even if a person was menadev a egel, or a keves, or a gedi, the smaller one, he could put it into the bigger one. Because the halacha is, a smaller one that you gave a bigger one for, you're yaitze according to the chav. The opposite, you're not yaitze. A bigger one that you gave a smaller one, you're not yaitze. But a smaller one that you gave a bigger one, you're yaitze. So even if he was menadev less, and they'll take out money for a par, which is more, according to Chacham Yer Yaitzah. So you didn't need 6. All you need is 3. Ma'ashe ain't carrying according to Rebbe, who says, Katan Vevi got a lo yaitzah. So then, I cannot just have the 3 big ones and say that in the 3 big ones will be included the 3 smaller ones. I have to have 6 individual ones, so that precisely what I promised, that's what I give into that shofar, and that's what is taken out when there is a lull in the Mizbech for Kayetz HaMizbech. Now we come to the fourth answer, why 6 were needed, and this is the pay of the second word, Kenaz Pasha. The pay is Barpada, Ubarpada Omar. Barpada says it has a different reason why we had 6. Keneged. It was Keneged. First we'll begin with 4 Karbonos, where, as Rashi explains, if these korbanos got lost, and then they were mafresh instead of them other ones as substitutes, and then the original ones were found, so the din is that these go out to pasture until they get a mum, and once they get a mum, they're sold, and then the money was put into the correct shofar. What are these first 4? And then we'll see what the other 2 are, because there's a total of 6. Haparim. So the first one was, as Rashi explains, by the par helm dover shel tzibur. If Bezdin made a mistake and paskin on something where there's a chiv kores, that Klal Yisrael followed, Rav of Klal Yisrael followed that psak, and now they found out that it was a wrong psak, so they have to bring a par helm dover shel tzibur. So if that par was separated to be brought as a korban, and then it ran away, and we separated a different one as the korban. And then we found the first one. So we wait till the par gets a mum, we sell it, and then we put the money in the first shofar, that's the one for a parah. The same will be for a elim. As Rashi explains, this is going on the osham, which comes from a ram, for asham me'ilus v'asham gizelois. If it got lost, we separated another one, we found the original one, it has to pasture until it gets a mum. Then it sold, and the money was put in the second shofar, which was marked Elam, as we turn to the Kuf Chesomet Aleph, v'hakfasim. As Rashi explains, this is connected, the Asham Nazir and the Asham Mitzayra. Even though you would ask, why can't you put it together with the Elam, because that's also Asham Milas and Asham Gzeles, so the answer is, no, because they're distinct. The Asham Milas and Asham Gzeles, as Rashi says in the fourth line, is born L'chaper. That's for Kapora, for those Averis. But these, Ve'elu L'hashir, these are coming to permit something. The Mitzayra is permitted to eat Kachim after he brings this Keves, this Asham Mitzayra. The Nazir is some a Nazir Tameh, that now he restarts his Naziris of Tahara after he brings the Asham Nazir. So they come for a different purpose. They were not mixed together with the Elim of the Asham Milas and Asham Gzelis. V'ha-Se'irim. And then we have the same situation by, Rashi says, the Se'irei Chate Shel Tzibur of the Regolim, of Yom Tovim, that they are mechaper on tumas migdash u'kadosh. If a person never found out, he had no idea that he entered the Beis HaMikdash or he ate kachim in a state of tumah. So for that, the seirim that came on Yom Tov, which were korbanos tzibur, they're mechaper. The same case, they ran away, and we designated other ones, and then the original ones were found. They have to get a mum and sold, and the money went where? Into the shofar marked Se'irim. So these first four cases are all the same. Rashi points out that for a kivsa or a Se'ira, which come for other korbanos, there is no halacha that they go out to pasture to wait to get a mum if they ran away. But rather, the din is that they're mesos. We don't give them anything to eat, and they die. That's the way that we take care of that issue. So it's only in the first four cases that were listed here where the din is that we sell it after it gets a mum, and we put the money into these four designated shofars. And then v'hamoisrois, and then comes a fifth shofar, which was whenever we had a korban, which the person had designated a certain amount of money. He designated 25 dinarin, and then the value of animals went down, and he only had to pay 20 dinarin. So what did he do with the extra 5 dinarin of various korbanos, as we're going to see in a few moments in the Gemara? He put all those extra money of all those different types of korbanos into one shofar, which was called moisrus. And finally, we have one for hamo'a. What is the mo'a? The mo'a, which is also called a kalboin, this coin, is a surcharge, which is associated with the machzis hashekel that was given every Rosh Chodesh Adar, which was used, the money of those shkolim was used for the tmidim and the musafim of Yontif, so to make sure that the silver that was being given was pure and it was valued a total dinner, they gave an extra surcharge of a ma'a, of this small coin, which was worth a sixth of a dinner, and normally that was put together, since the purpose of it was to make sure that Hegdish received the full value of a dinner, it was put together with the first seven of the shofars. It was put in the Taklin Chadatin. It was put in the new shkolim that were being collected this year. So what did we need? A separate shofar here in the last six, when we already had in the first seven, we had where this would be put into the Taklin Chadatin. So the answer is, because let's say you had two people who together donated one whole shekel. So normally, if each one had given a chatzi shekel, each one would have given one more. Now that they brought it together, they're only giving one more, and really they should be giving two mois. So we tell them, give a second maw, and that second maw, which is not really a part of, that's what this mandiomer holds. Others disagree, but this mandiomer holds that in this case where two are bringing together, and had they given each one separately, each one would have given their own maw. So even though, in as far as the cheshash that maybe the silver is not pure, one more for both of them would have been enough. So one more, in fact, goes into the Taklin Charitin, because that's just to make sure that the silver is pure. But we're obligating them now to give a second more, because we don't want to cheat Hegdish. Just like if we would go to a banker and we would give him a shekel and we get back a chotzi, two chotzi shkolim. So we would have to pay for each chotzi shekel or more. So when we go to Hegdish, we don't want to cheat Hegdish. Hegdish would have gotten independently from each individual a machtzis a shekel with one more. And now I'm giving a whole shekel for two people and only giving one more. So we make them give a second more. But that second more is not considered an integral part of the taklin charitin as far as the silver goes. It's being added because we don't want Hegdish to lose out in any way. So that's not considered, according to this mandiomer, part of the taklin charitin. For that, there was a separate shofar for those instances, and the extra maw would be put into that shofar. Now the Gemara, after we've done four explanations of why there were six shofars of Nedava, the Gemara at this point, we haven't yet given all six of the reasons, only four of the six, but the Gemara already stops to analyze why each shita didn't hold of the other. Kula kechiskele amri, the other Amaroim who didn't hold of Chizki's Teretz, of the jealousy, the first Teretz, Lansuya Lechashinit. They're not worried about the issue of jealousy. Why? The Chol Chad V'Chad, Yaimakovit. Each one is doing his day. They're getting their oirois from the oilois of the individuals. And we're not worried that they're going to say, oh, we're being cheated because of you got a Kayetz Mizbech and we didn't. We got Kayetz Mizbech because we didn't get the regular oirois that you got. You got the oirois that we didn't get. We got the oirois that you didn't get. That's not going to be a jealousy. They didn't hold of Rabbi Yochanan's reason, Rabbi Yochanan Loi Amri, which was that the too much money would cause the coins to deteriorate. They're not worried about that there won't be enough air and that it might deteriorate. They weren't worried about that. They didn't hold of, the others didn't hold of Kaziri, the third sheet. Why? Because as we explained, that's only if we're going to hold like Rebbe, who says that a cotton, if you use instead of gadol, you're not yoitze. Because if you hold like the Rabbanan that a cotton and you use a gadol instead, you are yoitze. You didn't need six. All you needed is three, keneged, par, v'so'ir, v'ayil. The smaller ones are included in the bigger one. So therefore, ki yichidoi loy mukvi, they didn't want to say a pshat that's only going according to Rebbe, an individual. Ki bar pota nami loy amri, we didn't hold like bar pota, because what was bar pota's last two? The last two are problematic. Moisras, you're telling me there was a separate chart for Moisras. Kulanami Moisras. Well, what were the first four, if not Moisras? What's the case? They all ran away. We designated other ones instead. We found the original ones. We wait till there's a mum, and then we sell them. So what's that money after we sell them? That's Moisras. That's extra. So if we have already four there, we don't need to make another shofar for a case where the animal became worth less than the money that he designated for it. That's already included in the first four moisras. And this sixth thing that you said, Barpada, that Ma didn't go into a separate shofar. Ma Nami Lishkala Mazla. That went into the Taklin Charitin, the first one of the seven. The Sani we learned in the Brayso, Lahechen Kablin Zeholech. Where does this Kalboin, this surcharge, this Ma, where does it go? It goes in the Lishkalim. It goes in the shofar of Shkalim. Div Rab Meir, Rab Lezer, Arma Linadova. Rab Lezer, in fact, says Linadova. But they paskened like Rab Meir, and not only did they paskened like Rab Meir, that the regular Kalboin would go there, but they didn't make that chiluk that we made before, that if two people are giving a shekel together, that they have to give one maw, which will go into the Taklin Charitin, and because that's for the silver issue, and the other maw, which will go into the shofar of the six, the last six, will have a separate one for that maw, because that maw has been given for a different reason. It's so that Hegder shouldn't lose out on a maw. No, they're all considered part of the Shkolim process, and therefore they're all put together in the first Taklin Charitin. We don't need a separate one for a Ma. So that's why they didn't hold like Rapada. And now we have two more reasons of why there were six. Shmuel Amar, this is the Shin of Pasha. Shmuel Amar Keneged, Meiser Chattas, Umeiser Asham, Umeiser Asham Nazir, Umeiser Asham Mitzayra, Umeiser Minchas Chayta, Umeiser Asiris Eifa. He takes the Meiseris and divides them up into six separate categories, and that's why we had six Shifras. Some of them we've already learned. The Meiser of a Chattas, that would be the Parim that we learned before, the Chattas Tzibber. That was one shofar. The next one is Meiser Asham Asham Meilos Asham Gzeilos. Again, we don't mix Chattas and Asham together. Each one has a separate shofar. Then we come to Meiser Asham Nazir. So that has a separate category because it's different than the first Asham, because the first Asham is the Kapara. Asham Nazir is to allow him to start the Naziris of Tahara. The first Asham is an Ayil, which is 2 years old. The Asham Nazir is the Keves, which is 1 year old. Then we have Moiser Asham Metzaira. We separate, before we had these two Ashamas, we put them together. They're both Lahakshir something, as Rashi told us on the fourth line of the Amud, the Elu Lahakshir. But here we're dividing up the Asham Nazir and the Asham Metzayra, because they too are not identical. The Asham Nazir is for starting a new Naziris of Tahara after he was a Nazir Tameh, and the Asham Metzayra is to allow him to come back to the Machna. And Rashi says there's many other differences. The Asham Metzayra has Matan Bohinus, we put it on his thumbs, of his feet, of his hands, behind his ear. We allow him to come into the Machane. And so there's Nesachim by the Asham Metzayra, which we don't have by the Asham Nazir. So there's many differences. That's why each one got its own box. Then we have two new ones, which we didn't discuss before. Umoisar Minchas Chayta. And Rashi brings down that a Mincha of a Chayta, since it's called Chatas, a Chayta, so it also, the Moishvus goes to the Nidvas Tzibber. And there, Rashi in the second wide line, which we quoted before, brings down the Medrash of Yehoyada the Kohen Gadol, who said that any Moishr Chatas you bring with this Karbon Tzibber. If, Rashi says, if it's money of other menachas which are not called chattas, so that doesn't go in the Tzibber. What do you do in such a case? If he has leftover, so he adds to it and he brings another mincha. That's what he does in those cases. Baba minchas chayta, since it is called chayta chattas, so it goes into the drasha zem medrash dorash yohayado akoyin, that it goes into the Meiser of Nidava, and it had its own shofar. And finally, Meiser Asir Sefer Shel Kohen Gadol, the Asir Sefer that the Kohen Gadol brought every day. So let's say he set aside money, and then it got cheaper, and he had money left over. He cannot bring it for the next day. So what does he do? Since Rashi brings down that it also is called Chayta, as the Gemara Moed Katan, Daf Tezayin says, Yakrav Chatosoi Zu Asir Sa'efer Shel Kohen Gadol. So if it also has a din of Chatas, therefore it had its own shofar, because it goes into the drasha of Yehoyada the Kohen Gadol, and the Meiser goes for Nidvas Tzibber. And now we have the sixth and final answer, and we have the last letter of our siman of Kenaz Parsha, and that's the ayin of Rabbi Oshia's name. Rabbi Oshia Amar Keneged, Meiser Chattis, Meiser Oshia, Meiser Hashem Nazir, Meiser Hashem Etzara. Those four are the same as the Teretz we had of Shmuel, but then he adds two new ones, and they are, and if I remember correctly, this is what is brought down on Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph when this Mishnah about the six Shofars was mentioned, the Shita of Rabbi Oshia. The last two are Moiser Kinin. Rashi over there in the Sugya said that it's not written, and where is it written here? And in our Gemara we had it even written over there, but in here we have it Beferish. It says Moiser Kinin, Moiser Minchas Chaytet. So one of them is the same as Shmuel, and that's Minchas Chayta. What he changes, what he argues with Shmuel, is in the Asiris HaEifer of the Kohen Gadol. He deletes that one, Rabbi Oshia, and instead he puts in the Meiser of the Kinah money that was left over from the bird offerings of a Yoledes. That money that was left over was put into this Shofar. Now the Gemara wants to know why one didn't hold of the other. Ushmuel my time alamak Rabbi Oshia. Why didn't Shmuel say like Rabbi Oshia that it was for Kenan? So he says, Kenan, is that what you're asking me? Tanalei Reisha. That was one of the first seven. One of the first seven was, we had Eitzim and we had Kenan. That was one of the, and we had Zov. One of the items was Kenan. So what do we need another Shofar in the six? Rabbi Oshia, the Gemara says, Tani, he learned the Mishnah Shkolim, V'loi Tani Kenan. Are you going to tell me that he didn't have as the first seven Kenan? V'hatani Rabbi Oshia V'tani Kenan. Rabbi Oshia learned that Mishnah Shkolim, and he also learned that it says they're Kenan. So Shmuel has a good question. Rabbi Oshia, what do you need two for? The answer is, Chad LeKenan. One was a Shofar just for Nedavis of Kenan. V'chad LeMeiser Kenan. And one was for Kenan when there's a chiyuv, when a woman has to, let's say, bring this korban from these birds. But v'chad l'moiser Kenan, the second one that was part of the six, was one of the moiseres, one of the ones that were left over, where you designated money, and it got cheaper, you had money left over, you put it in, not into the Kenan that was there for the initial chiyuv that the woman had to bring these birds as a korban, but rather now it was a nedava for the leftover money of the Kenan, so you in fact needed two shofars, one for Kenan, one for Meiser Kenan. Frey the Gemara of Rabbi Oshia my time of the Amrik Shmuel. Why didn't Rabbi Oshia say like Shmuel that it's coming for Moister Asir Se'ef of the Kohen Gadol? Sovr Lakman the Amr, Moister Asir Se'ef of the Kohen Gadol, your Yerkav. There is a sheet that holds that you don't bring it as an Adava, but rather you let it rot. The signing we learned in the Brisa, Moister Minchas, a Moister of a Minchas something, we don't know yet what that Minchas is, goes to Nedava, but Moister Mincha, Yerkav, the Moiser of a Mincha should rot. My comer, it's very ambiguous what he's exactly trying, enigmatic. What exactly is this trying to say? Amar Rab Chiz, the Hachi comer, this is what he meant. Moiser Minchas, which Minchas Chayte. If Minchas Chayte, that's the extra goes to Nadava. Moiser Asiris HaEifer, Shokayin Gol, Yerkav, the extra of the Asiris HaEifer, Shokayin Gol, that is, you let it rot. And you don't use it as a nedava. Rabba Amar Afila Meiser Asir Seifer Shel Kohen Gadol Nami Nedava. You could say that the Asir Seifer of Kohen Gadol is also a nedava, as in fact Shmuel holds. Ella, which is the one where you let it rot? Ella Meiser Lachme Toida Yirkav. The leftover money for Lachme Toida, that on that you let it rot. And Rashi explains, because lachmei toida are not considered a chatas, and you cannot bring bread by itself as a korban, you cannot use it for another toida, because each toida gets its own bread, so the only eitzah that you have is to let it rot. And this machlokes, whether the asiris ha'eifa of the kohen gadol, the leftover, is given to nedava, or it is Yerkav, you let it rot, is a machloikis we find elsewhere, beplukta, as we find Moiser, Asir Sa'evish Khan Gol, Rabbi Yechon Amr Nadava, Rabbi Lezer Amr, Yerkav, you shall let it rot. Meisve asked the Gemara, Kasha from Abraisa. Moiser Shkolim, we have learned, leftover Shkolim are considered Cholot. But, Umoiser, Asir Sa'evish, Umoiser Kine Zavit, Vikine Zavis, Vikine Yaldis, Vichatois, Vashamois, Moisrein, of all of these Korbanois, the din is, they are Nidava. So my love, one of the things we mentioned was Asir Seifa. My love, Moiser Asir Seifa, Shekoyin Gol, of the Koyin Gol. So you see Beferish, that has a din of Nadava. And we don't say, you shall let it rot. Says the Gemara, Loi, Moiser Min Cheschayte. What we mean by the Asir Seifa is the Asir Seifa of the Chote. That is the one that goes to Nadava. Amr of Nachmar Yitzchak, Mestavar Kamand Yomer, Moiser Asir Seifa, Shekoyin Gol, Yerkav. It's Mestavar like Kamand Yomer who said, the leftover of the Asir Seifa of the Koyin Gol should rot. The sign we learned in Abraisa, Lo Yosim Ole Hashem, Lo Yitna Ole Levon. We're speaking about a Min Cheschayte. And the Pasuk says that you shouldn't put on it any Shemin or Levona, Ki Chatos He. It is considered a chata, so the word he is a miut. It, Amar of Yehuda, he kruya chatas, ve'ein acheres kruya chatas. We do not give the mincha of the Kohen Gadol, of the Asir Seifa, a halacha status of chatas. Only the mincha schaita is a din of a chatas, not the mincha of the Kohen Gadol. Lime, this teaches us, al Asir Seifa, shal Kohen Gadol, she'ein kruya chatas. And therefore, since this Teuna Levoina, it does require Levoina. It's only the Chayte who, as the Meforshim explain, that the Chinuch explains that the Chayte who has done such a terrible Aveira, he doesn't deserve to have the greatness of Shemen, which always rises to the top and over any other liquid that it becomes mixed in. So the chayte who sank low in his chet does not deserve to have the shemen that rises high. He does not deserve to have the levoina, the fragrance, the beautiful fragrance of the levoina. He doesn't deserve to have on his korban. But the mincha of a kohen gadol is not considered a chatas. Umid the ain akriya chatas, since it's not considered a chatas. So it cannot be included in Zemedrish Darsh Yoyod HaKoyin, because the drush of Yoyod HaKoyin in the kohen gadol was only concerning Moisir chatas and Moisir Osham. And this is, doesn't have a din of a chatas. Therefore, Moisra, Yerkav, therefore anything that's left over should rot. And that's what the Gemara's conclusion is, that the mincha of the Kohen Gadol, if it's left over, it should rot, and not that it goes on a dove. Continues the next Mishnah, Shor Zeh Oilo. The key word in this Mishnah is the word Zeh. In the Mishnah before, we were speaking Harei Olai, that was Neder. Here we're speaking about where he made a Nedava. The basic difference between Neder and Nedav is that Neder, if the animal gets lost or dies, he's mechuyev to bring another animal, because he said, Harei Olai, I'm obligating, it's a personal obligation on myself, regardless of whatever happens to the animal. Ma'ash yanka by Shor Zeh, so when he says that, if the animal dies or gets lost, he has no responsibility, no achrayas, to bring another animal instead. So what happens if Shor Zeh Oilo, this animal is an Oilo, Vinistayev, it is here, but the animal got a mum. That's the word in the stive. It got a mum in it. So he cannot bring that. So really, in terms of his responsibility, he's not responsible. But since it is present and it has a mum in it, what we need to do is sell it. So the money that we sell it for receives the kedusha of money of an oila and should be used to purchase a oila. So the din is, so since we only have to fulfill that it has to be spent on an oila, we're not looking anymore at the korban that he was menadev, because once he said zeh and something happened that he couldn't fulfill, we say that you have no responsibility. You only made it on this zeh. You didn't make it on yourself that you're obligated, even if it dies or gets wounded or runs away. So therefore, halacha is, imratza, if he wants, yavi bedam of shnayim, he could bring two instead of one. In the last Mishnah, where there was no machloikis in the last Mishnah on this din, that if somebody said one, and instead he brought two, he's not yaitze. That was by Harei Olai. because everyone agrees that in that case, there's no machloek between Rebbe and the Chacham there, that if you say one and you brought two, you're not Yaitzeh. You have to bring what you said. That only applies by a real lie. But since here we're speaking about Shorzeh, so therefore you have no achrayus. You just have to take the money and use it for an oila. If I have to take the money and use it for an oila, it doesn't matter if I'm going to bring one or two. As long as I use up all the value of the money that I originally dedicated to the Beis HaMikdash. Shnei Shvarim, Eilu, Oila. Again, he's using the word Eilu, which is similar to Zeh. These, so this is a Nedav, it's not a Neder. Vinistavu, and both of them got a Mum. So if Ratz, if he wants, Yavi B'demei Mechvat, he can bring even one. And here, for example, pertaining to the last Mishnah, where we had Gadol and Katan, here would be a case where he's starting out with a Gadol, because Shnei Shvarim, if you look on Rashi on Amid Beis, Rashi tells us a klal, the third line, the end of the second line of Rashi, Shebechol Mokoim Shnayim Chashuvim Me'echot Vafilu Shneim Shavit. Wherever you have two, even though monetarily they're equal to the same value as one, but the fact that you have two animals makes the two animals more chashuv than the one. So that's like a case of Gadol, and now he wants to use instead Katan. So there, everyone, we had no machloikas, Rebbe and the Chachamim, that you're not Yaitzeh. And yet here we say you're Yaitzeh. If you look in the Rashi, on the Mishnah, Imratza Yavai Bidam of Shnayim, says Rashi, Va'afal Gavdavi Gadol Vehevi Katan. It'll be Gemara Mefarash time, but Gemara explains the reason. So you can bring for the value two. So Rashi here, Divya Maskel, is going on the first case of the Mishnah, where he said one, he could bring two. And Rashi says on that, Afal Gavdavi Gadol Vehevi Katan, even though it's better, and he went down. So the Mesaris HaShas in Ois Chaf brings from the Tzayin Kachim that we really should be gairis, the Divrei HaMaskel here is Ratza Yavi B'dmeyem Echad. And then we understand what this Rashi is saying. Rashi is going on the second case of the Mishnah, where he had originally had two, and they both got a mum. So if he wants, he can bring one. That is the case. Afal gav dehavi gadol vehavi katan. You started with two, which is considered more valuable than one. And then you went down to one. So it's gadol vehavi katan, where there's no machloikas, Rebbe and the Chacham. Everybody holds, if you went from better to worse, you're not Yaitzeh. Yet here, the Tanakhama says you're Yaitzeh. The reason is because it's harei elu. It's like zeh. It's an nedava. Nedava, you have no achrayas. You have no achrayas. Then you are allowed, lechatchila, according to the sheet of the Tanakhama, as long as you're spending the full value of what these two animals are worth, you can even transfer it over and buy one animal with it, because you're using up all the value of the demei oila that you have. However, Rebbe oyser, Rebbe prohibits, Rashi says, Rebbe only asers in this case, lechatchila. But b'dyavad, even according to Rebbe, it's mutter. The reason for Rebbe, we will see when we learn the Gemara. Continues the last case of the Mishnah. Isles the oil of Vinistav, if he donated this isle, again, it's a nedava zeh, Vinistav got a mum, imratza yavi b'dam of kevis. He can bring for the same value. Normally, we would say a kevis wouldn't be worth the same as an isle. But let's say where he is, for whatever reason, the kevis is worth, it's a small isle and a big kevis. Whatever the reason may be, or kevis is more of a commodity, there's less kvasim than ayolim. So the kevis was equal in value to the isle. As long as you're spending the full money, you can switch from an isle now to a kevis, because the main idea is to spend the money on an oila. Kevis ze oila. If he said this kevis is an isle, then Estav got a moment, and Ratzi Yavi B'damav of isle, he could bring an isle. And on all of these cases, Rebbe Oyser L'chatchila, Rebbe doesn't allow it. He admits B'dyavid it will be good here in the Mishnah, but not L'chatchila. The reasons, let's see now, on the Daf, as we turn to Daf Kuf Ches Amid Bey, says the Gemara, Vo'amrat Reisha, you said in the first Mishnah, in Kuf Zayin Amid Bey's, Shor b'manav hevishnayim. If he said, I'm going to give a shor for 100 dinarim, and he brought the hevishnayim b'manav, he brought two animals, each one was worth 50, lo yotzer, you're not yotzer. Now, even though this is the case of something that is a katan, the hevi gadol, this is a case where you're getting something better. And yet, here the Rabbanan Armoide and the Achronim try to understand the reason for it, but the fact is, the Mishnah says that when it comes to one animal versus two animals, even though we could look at it as katan and gadol issues, it says that you didn't bring precisely what you want, and everybody, not only Rebbe, but even the Chachamim, agree that shor b'mona v'hevi shnayim, even though it's a case of cotton and then he made it into a gadol, where the Rabbanan sheet is that cotton, when it becomes a gadol, normally you are yoytze, but here by shor mona v'hevi shnayim, it's not cotton gadol, it's one and two. The Rabbanan hold, they agree with Rabbi lo yotze. So how could you say in our Mishnah, in the first case in our Mishnah, Shor Zeilev and Estavim Ratzu Yavi B'davim Shnayim, that you are allowed to, and you can't tell me, well, our Mishnah will be going like the Chachamim who argue on Rebbe. In this case, we found on Kuf Zayin Beis that the Rabbanan are moided to Rebbe. Let's review the three cases that we had there. We had over there a cotton, and he brought a gadol, is a machloikis, Rebbe and the Chacham. The Chacham say it's good, Rebbe says not good. A gadol, and then he brought instead of cotton, everybody's moided, it's not good, you're bringing less. And then we also added in, if you have one animal, and instead he brought two, which l'chayra is a case of lesser worth, and he's bringing more worth, because we have the rule that two is better than one, the rule that Rashi told us, shebechol makom shnayim chashuvim me'echad, v'afilu shneim shavim, even though monetarily they're both worth the same, but two is better than one. And yet, for some reason, the Rabbanan say over there, we agree with Rabbi that lo yotza. So why in our Mishnah yotza? Answer the Gemara, shor zeh v'nistayv shayni. As Rashi explains, because even though we could say that second line of Rashi, Azule Nidre, his neder is gone because it's an Adava. And by an Adava, he has no responsibility on it anymore. The only responsibility he has is to make sure that the money is spent on an oila. So therefore the din is Shor Zev and Estayv Shayni is a different halacha. The Rabban and Armoide, that even with Chatchila, you can go from one and bring two, or from two and bring one, even though by 2 to 1, you're even going down, you're going from gadol to cotton. Doesn't matter, 2 to 1, 1 to 2, gadol to cotton, cotton to gadol. In our Mishnah, where it's zeh, where you have no achrayis, you just have to spend the money on the value of the dmei oila to make sure it's all used for oila purposes. Whatever I want to do, as long as I'm using it for oila purposes, I'm yaitzim. Let's see the next part of the Mishnah. Shnei shvorin eilu oila v'nistavu ratzu yavi b'dmeyen echad. Two, if he wants, he can go to one. V'rebi oisa, Rebbe says it's usher. My time. What's the reason that Rebbe says it's usher? Mishum dehavale gadol v'hevi katan. Because this is a case of better, and he's now getting worse, because it's two, and now he's getting one. V'afal gav d'nistayev. And even though we're speaking about, as Rashi explains, we're speaking about this case of Zeh, where if it got a mum, azule nidre, my nedava is gone. And I just have to fulfill the responsibility of the value of the dmei oila, so why should it be a problem? The answer is, l'chatchila l'shari Rebbe. Rebbe did not allow that l'chatchila. And l'chayra, the Rebbe's reasoning is, because emit a rabbanan, because it looks like harei olai. By what would be by the din by harei olai, then 2 to 1 or 1 to 2 or good to bad or bad to good, according to Rebbe Shita, in all those cases, if you're not giving exactly what you promised, it doesn't work. It's no good. So therefore, Rebbe says, l'chatchil over here, by harei zeh, even though midrash it should work, but midrabbanan, the rabbanan said, we have to worry, people will get confused, and therefore, even by a reizel, l'chatchila, you should give exactly what you promised, and not differently. Frake the Gemara, if so, if that's the reason of Rebbe, v'liflignami b'reisha, why doesn't Rebbe argue under reisha of our Mishnah as well? Because in hareolai, Rebbe holds there's no difference from big to small, or from small to big, you have to give exactly what you promised. If so, why should Rebbe only come at the end of the Mishnah, when he's going from 2 to 1? When it's from better to worse, from gadol to katan, if this is a gzeira because of hareolai, as we just explained, then it shouldn't make a difference from better to worse, or even from worse to better. Because what does Rebbe hold by worse to better, by katan to gadol, where he's improving what Hegdish is getting? Rebbe holds, he argues under Rabbanan, by hareolai, and says it's not good. So if he's making a gzeira of harezeh because of hareolai, then he should make the gzeira even from 1 to 2, even though he's going up and making it better. It should also be usher in the ratio. Says the Gemara, you're right, Rebbe Akula Milsapolik. Really, Rebbe's arguing on the whole Mishnah, even the ratio. Vinotter Lulu the Rabbanan at the Maskim Mosaiah. He waited until the Rabbanan said their psakim, their two halachas, and at the end of listening to what the Rabbanan had to say, Vahadar Mifigalai, then Rebbe says, no, I usher, what he means is, I usher both cases. I make Exera, Harezeh, because of Hareolai, just like Hareolai, Gadol, Katan, Katan, Gadol, every case is usher, the same thing will be Lechatchila by Harezeh. Teda, I'll bring you a raya that I'm correct. Diktani, we learned in a braisa, ayil ze oila, v'nistayv, I'm making this ayil, this one, nedava, as an oila, and then I got a mumanit, rotza yavi bedam of keves. He can bring for its value a keves, which is lesser. Even if the ayil and keves are worth the same amount of money, because if it's worth less money, then obviously it's no good. He has to spend the same money. But he's allowed to bring a keves, even though a keves, compared to an ayil, is going from better to worse. The same thing, keves zeh lo'oilav, and esav got a mum, ratz yavi b'dam v'ayil. He could bring an ayil. That's a sheet of the chachamim. They hold there's no difference, cotton, gadol, gadol, cotton, by harei zeh, you're allowed l'chatchila. For Rebbe Yosser, but in all of these cases, Rebbe Yosser. Shmami, no, we see that there's no difference from Rebbe, from going from gadol to cotton, or even from cotton to gadol, which would be the case of keves going to ayil, where I'm actually giving better to Hegdish. It doesn't matter, Rebbe Yosser's by both. Shmami, no. Iboilu. The b'nei yeshiva at a shayla. Mimino lamina mai. What's the din if I go from a shor to, for example, a different animal? The different animal will be worth the same as a shor, but I'm going from one animal to another. What is the halacha? In our Mishnah, we didn't have that. We had 1 to 2. We had a keves and an ayil, which is the same thing, just it's a bigger animal and the same animal of the same min. Are you allowed to go, let's say, 2 ayolim for a shor? Or an ayil, the ayil happens to be worth the same amount as the shor. What's the din? Tashema, shor zeh oila. Minestav, we got a moment, and it's zeh, it's an adav, lo yavi bedam of ayil. He should not bring one ayil, because one ayil is going down from a shor to an ayil. Avil maybe bedam of bezelim. But going up, he's bringing two animals, two elim, he's allowed to. So we see it doesn't make a difference that he's bringing a different min. And even Rebbe Yuasser, Rebbe Yosser, says Rebbe Lefishein Bila, as Rashi explains, because you are bringing 2 elim. That's considered like 2 korbanas. And for each isle, you have to bring a different mincha. But you only promised 1. You promised 1 shor with 1 mincha. Now you bring 2 minchas. And Ein Bila means you cannot mix up the 2 menachas together. And then, if you're going to bring 2, it doesn't look like what you originally gave. So therefore, Rebbe says, it doesn't look like what you originally gave, you shouldn't give it. Shmami, no, we see that if not for that reason, Rebbe would also be mitzvah that you could switch one animal for another. The Tanakam, in fact, does permit it even when you have a problem with the minchas. So we see it doesn't make a difference by harei zeh if you switch one animal for the other. Ihochi, if so, so ma'ir yitrei, so why do you need 2 elim? Afilachad nami. Even 1 ayil should, if it has the same value as the shor, it should be good according to the Rabbanan. Doha ben istayv le Rabbanan leishana lehu ben gadol lekatan. We said that according to the Rabbanan, by harei zeh, it's different than harei olai, and by harei zeh, there's no difference whether you're going from good to bad, from bigger to smaller, from smaller to bigger, it makes no difference one way or the other. So if so, you have a shore. You're going to an aisle. Yes, you're going down, not in monetary value, but it's considered gadol to katan, because an aisle is never considered as chashiv as a shore. But the rabbanon hold by a reza, it's not a problem. So what do you need? Two elam, even one, answers the Gemara, trei tanor, I'll leave it to rabbanon. Ein echanami. You're right. According to our Mishnah, it makes no difference by harezeh. The Rabbanan hold lichatchila. We don't make any gzeira like Rebbe is saying. And you're allowed to go from 2 to 1 or from 1 to 2. There is no difference from a gadol lekatan or from katan legadol. It makes no difference. However, the ones who learned this brisa, these tanoim hold that the Rabbanan are not an extreme away from Rebbe, that the Rabbanan say everything is mutter. No, the Rabbanan also held that there was a gzeira, but the Rabbanan only made the gzeira when you're going from gadol to katan. However, if you're going from katan to gadol, they did not make the gzeira. So that's why if you're going from a shore to a aisle, you're going one aisle, you're going from gadol to katan, so that the Rabbanan amoida lechatchil is no good. However, if you're going from a shore to two ayolim, then as we learned, two animals are always better than one. And there's no chilik, one min or the other, and the two are considered better than one. So then, in fact, you're going from katan shore to two elim, which is gadol. Then, according to this Tana, the Rabbanan did not make any gzeira. However, our Mishnah holds it makes no difference. Ein echanami, according to our Mishnah, the min makes no difference, and going from shore to aisle, even though it's gadol to katan, in harei zeh, the Rabbanan hold lechatchila, you're allowed to do it. Zemachloikis tanoim in the Rabbanan. And now the Gemara is going to say, just like Zemachloikis tanoim, and the Rabbanan is a machlokes according to Rebbe also. Rebbe Oitzer Lefish Ambila. We learned in the last brisa that when you're going to bring two elam, it's a problem because they have two menaches. You only promise one mincha. You can't mix the two menaches together. It's no good. Ask the Gemara, time of the Ambila. The reason of Rebbe why it's no good is because of this problem of the menaches. Ha yesh bila. If you wouldn't have that problem of bila, shori, it would be mutter. But that's not like our Mishnah according to Rebbe. Vatnan, we learned in our Mishnah, ayo ze oil of an estive. He brought to Yavi Bedam of Keves. Keves ze oil of Anastav, Yavi Bedam of Ayil. The Rebbe Oyster, Rebbe Asher's over there. Now here it's one for one. And yet Rebbe holds you have to bring exactly what you promised. There's no problem of a mincha there, because each one only has one mincha. And yet Rebbe holds that it, going from a Keves to an Ayil or an Ayil to a Keves is a problem. So L'chayr, it's not like the Bryce over there. It says the Gemara, the same thing. Trei Tanoi, I'll leave it to Rebbe. There's two Tanoim according to Rebbe. As Rashi explains, the Tana of our Mishnah sees in Rebbe that he's concerned with precise what you were menadev, even though it's harei zeh, l'chatchila, not to confuse with harei alai, you have to give a nedava, exactly what you said. And if it's gadol, it's gadol, and if it's katan, it's katan. You cannot mix up one with the other. Kevis for aisle, aisle for kevis. However, the ton of the brice over there held no. The whole problem is with bila. But where you have no problem with the two menachos, if the minch would be all the same, ein echanami, Rebbe would hold that a kevis for an aisle or an aisle for a kevis, there would not be any problem, according to that ton in Rebbe, of bringing a kevis for an aisle or an aisle for a kevis. Two tanaim according to Rebbe. Ubit tahirim, this is the conclusion of the brice that we learned before. When it doesn't have a mum, that's what it means tahirim. So then, if I promised an eagle behavi par, I made it better, or kevis behavi aisle, I made it better, the din is am yoitze, says the Gemara, stam alik rabbon, that stam is going like the rabbonin hold cotton, and you made it a gadol. You are Yaitse, that's not like Rebbe, you hold even in that case, you would not be Yaitse. The Mishnah then said that if he said, I want to bring one, he can even bring two. And Rebbe, Lechatchila, says it's Osir. Rotze Yavi Bedam of Beis. Amar Rav Menashe Barzvid, Amar Rav. Loishan El Damar Shor Ze Oila. He used that Loshan. This Shor for an Oila, then it's Mutter to bring, he can bring two. Avol Omar Shor Ze Olai Oila. But if he added the word Olai, then that changes it from a Nedav into a Neder. Hukva. Then he took a Chrayas on it. And if he took a Chrayas on it, he cannot bring one to two. And even the Rabbanan would hold one to two is no good because he's going down. And it's Gadol to Katan. And not only that, besides Gadol to Katan, It's not gadol to katan because echel shnayim is katan to gadol. But we learned before that in the case of 1 to 2, by harei olai, the din is, according to the Rabbanan, they agree with Rebbe that over there the din is that he's not yaitse. So once he used the word halai, it goes into the last Mishnah. And in the last Mishnah, we learned that 1 to 2, or 2 to 1, is, even according to the Rabbanan, they hold that it will be usur, that he's not yaitse his nedava. Ask the Gemara why, since he used the word shorzeh, even though he added the word alai, dilmolaila haviyoy kamar, he meant it's shorzeh, it's an adava. I don't have a chrys if something happens to it, but alai, it's my responsibility. Not if it gets lost, I'm not taking responsibility, but I am taking responsibility to perform what I said, shorzeh. So the Gemara says, you're right, I'll be maskim, elo I itmar hachi itmar. This is what really what Rav Menashe Bar Zvid said. Amar Rav Menashe Bar Zvid, Amar Rav, loishan el damar shorzeh. Either he said shorzeh oila, or inami amar shorzeh olai oila. That also has a din of shorzeh. And according to Rabbanan, it's mutter l'chatchila from 2 to 1, 1 to 2. By this case, by Nadav, it's mutter. Aval amar shorzeh v'damav olai oila. Then hukva. If he used the word dam of a lie, then certainly he means to say that not only am I taking responsibility on this shore, but I'm taking the responsibility on its money, that the money should be treated like this shore, that I'm going to have to get a, if something got lost or stolen or died or whatever happened to it, it's a lie, and it's dumb of a lie. I'm going to replace exactly what I promised at the beginning. Rashi says that Einechanami, if he would not use the word a lie, he would just say, Shor Zeh v'dum of Oila, then Einechanami would still have a din of Shor Zeh, and it would be mutter whatever he brought. But if he adds dumb of a lie, then it has a lach of a neder, and then he has to he has a chrayas, and he must bring exactly what he promised. Hukva, then the halacha is hukva. Continues the next Mishnah. Ha'oimer echad mikivsei hegdish. He said, one of my kvasim is hegdish, or ve'echad mishari hegdish, or one of my sharim are hegdish. V'hoi lo yishnaim, and he had two. So the din is, which one did he mean? One is bigger, one is smaller. Did we say, ha'gadol sheben hegdish? He was magdish the one that's bigger. So I asked Rav Shechter, Shlita and Rav Gersten, who works together with Rav Shechter here at the OU, that why is this different than the Tosfos that we learned before in Daf Kuv Zayin Amid Aleph, where Tosfos told us by a dinner and a naska, and Tosfos said a naska is smaller than a dinner, so there the Lashon HaTosfos is that we always go with the smaller one, the Azlinim Basar HaPachus, we go with smaller, and Tosfos says the naska there, the ingot, the bar of gold, is worth less than the dinner, and that's why the Gemara asked, maybe instead of a dinner shelzov, he was only donating a bar of gold, which is worth less than the dinner. So there we see it's less, and here we say that he meant the bigger one, as the Gemara is going to say, because hamagdish ba'ayin yofa magdish, as Rashi brings the pasuk in the second wide line of Rashi at the end, dichsiv mifchar nidrechem, you should always give the best. So we assume that a person is giving the best. So here it's you give the big one, and there we say the smaller one. So what they answered to this question was that here it's speaking where he has in front of him two animals, a bigger one and a smaller one. So then we take on that he always wants to do the better one. There it's, first of all, abstract. He's saying and I'm gold, it's not necessarily anything is in front of him. So if it's in the abstract, then we always fulfill his neder with the minimum. Rav Shechter even wanted to say perhaps that if he would have in front of him a gold coin dinner and he would have a naska, again we would say the naska because they're two different things. Our Mishnah is speaking about two parim. The only difference between the two parim is one is bigger, one is smaller. There's a coin and there's a bar. It's two different items. And certainly in the abstract, we say that he meant always the smaller one. But here, where he has in front of him the same two items, but one is choicer, one is better, one is bigger, there we say, HaMagdish Ba'ayin Yofu Magdish, he always wants to do the better one. That's what Halacha is, that HaGodol Shebem Hegdish. What happens if he had Shloisha? So the din is Beinoni Shebem Hegdish. This would seem to be against what we just said, that HaMagdish Ba'ayin Yofu, because we say we go with the medium one. The Gemara will explain this. What happens if Pirashti Ve'eni Yodeh Mashti Pirashti? I don't remember exactly which one I designated, which one of my animals. Or Shamar Li Abba, my father on his deathbed, told me that he had designated one. Ve'eni Yodeh Ma, I don't know which one he had designated. So we say again, since we have the Pasuk Mifchar Nedreichem, HaGodol Shebem Hegdish, we assume that it was Magdish, the bigger one. Says the Gemara, Alma, if we see from the Reisha, that if you have the two animals, you meant the bigger one, Magdish, Brian Yofa Magdish, Ema Seifa. Tell me the second case. Bain and Ishabam Hegdish, you had three, you meant the middle one. Alma, Magdish, Brian, Ra, Magdish. So the middle one, Keneged, the best one, is Ein Ra. He's doing it with a stingy eye. Amar Shmuel, no. Choshishin Afla Beinoni. Delegabi Kotten Ein Yofa. If he has two, then we say for sure he meant the bigger one, Ein Yofa. If he has three, well, possibly the bigger one. But it could be the middle one, because the middle one has a certain Ein Yofa. It's better than the stingiest one, which would be the smallest one. So therefore, we have a suffix, and therefore, Michshash, it's not that the Mishnah is saying only the Beinoni and not the biggest one. It means the biggest one and the Beinoni together. Af le Beinoni, the Legabi Kotnai and Yofu, Misafik, both of them will be Kaddish, but only one of them is brought as a korban on the Mizbech, Hechi of it. So if both are Kaddish Misafik, so how does he make one only and then be able to use the other one? Amar Rav Chiya Bar Rav, Mamtin Lo Yad Shiyumam. He waits till he gets him a minute. Umeichalei L'Kedushah Sei L'Begadol. He is Mechalel. He redeems the Kedusha of the Beinoni after it got a mum onto the Gadol, and then as Rashi says, Mamanavshach, if he had originally made the Gadol, so he's bringing the Gadol, and if he had brought the Beinoni, if he meant the Beinoni, now he is redeeming the Beinoni onto the Gadol, and he's going to be Makriv the Gadol. And then he can use the Beinoni. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Rav, Eloi Shanu, when do we have this halacha? El do Omer Echad Mishvari Hegdish. One of my shorim is Hegdish. So then we have the klal, he meant the Gadol. Aval, Omer Shor Bishvari Hegdish. Or if in the first case, if he had three, he meant a suffix, maybe the Gadol, maybe the Beinoni. Aval, Omer Shor Bishvari Hegdish. He said, an ox amongst my oxen Hegdish, HaGadol Shebem Hegdish. Then there's no suffix. Even if he had many animals, he had three animals, he doesn't mean the Beinoni, for sure means the biggest one, because he means the most esteemed of my oxen, the biggest one. Turah b'turoi kamer, that's what he meant. Eini, frey de gemara, v'omer rav hunar, rav chiyah mishmeidu ulo, ho'im l'chaveir b'ayis b'beisi. If somebody says, I'm selling you a house in my estate, amongst my houses, ani moicholach, the question is now, there's a machlok between the moichol and lekech, which house he actually sold to him, mareyu aliyah. The gemara thought that aliyah means the attic. He shows him the weakest, the lowest of his houses, lav mishum degria. In other words, the lekech would have to prove to the moicher that he sold him something else. The moicher could say, I meant the weakest one. So the Gemara thought that aliyah means the attic. Isn't it because he can give him the weakest one? So that goes against what you just said, turu b'turoi, he meant the best. Here we see, in fact, he meant the worst. Loi, you didn't understand the word aliyah. The aliyah doesn't mean the attic. The aliyah means ma'olish b'batim, adarabah. What you're saying is a proof, because turu b'turoi means the best, the biggest one. There's no suffix what he meant. Here also, bias, but basically, he meant ma'olah. He gives him the best. He has to give the lekech, not the worst. Mesir, I'll ask you a kasha from a brisa. Shor b'shori hegdish. An ox amongst my oxen is hegdish, which Rosh says means for an oila. V'chein shor shel hegdish, a ox of hegdish. Of let's say an oila, shenis arbacher, and it got mixed up with others. So the din is, which one do you have to bring? Hagol shebem hegdish. The biggest one becomes hegdish in both of these cases. And then the brisa continues. V'kulam, all the rest have a suffix, maybe he meant them, and yumachru l'tzarchi oilas. They have to be sold for the purposes of oilas. Udmein chulin. And the money that comes from these sales, the people who are buying it are going to bring it all for an oila. The money is considered chulin. Now, there's two issues over here. One issue is that Hegdish shouldn't be cheated out of what's coming to it. So on that, we're going to be makriv the gadol as Hegdish. On the other hand, as far as the korban is concerned, we have a suffix. What did he mean? So the din is they're all sold for oiloi, so eventually they're all going to be brought as oilas. But the money is chulin, explains Rashi. When does the money remain kadosh? That's if you're paid a balmum who's not going to be brought on the mizbeach. So the money transfers, the kedusha transfers over to the money. And then with that money, you buy other korbanos. However, here, we're going to sell the animals themselves to be used as oilois. So there, the money that comes in through those sales, where the animal is mukrav on the mizbech, by a bal mum, the animal is not brought on the mizbech, so the kedusha transfers to the money. Here, where the animals are brought on the mizbech, the sale of those animals, the money is chulut. But what's negeya to us is not this issue, but rather, you're telling me a case here, shor b'shor shvar hegdish, the din is that there's a suffix on all of them, and they all have to be sold as an oila. According to Rav Huna, the din should be that he means ma'ula. He means the best one. That's the one that should be brought on the mizbeach, and there shouldn't be a suffix with the rest. Says the Gemara, Tir Gemara, you should explain this. Ashor shel hegdish asar b'cherem. When we say that there's a suffix and all of them have to be sold as olos, that's the case where a shor of a hegdish got mixed up with others. But ein echanami in the first case, shor b'shvarai hegdish, there's no suffix on the others, and it's only the gadol who becomes hegdish. Frank Gemara, how could you say such a thing? V'avachenkomer, it says, and so is the halacha. It seems the two halachas are the same then. Both have sveikas in it. Tir Gemara gadol, no. They're the same and not the same. You know what they're the same in? That the gadol is always the one that you're going to be makrif on the mizbeach. That halacha is by both dinim. But the halacha that the rest have to be sold as a suffix and they have to be used as oilers and the money is chulin, that second halacha was only said in the second case of hegdish and sarva bacher. But in the first case, shor b'shvarai, hegdish, there's no sveikis, there's one that's brought on hegdish, on the mizbeach, the biggest one, that's what he meant, the best one, and there's no suffix about any of the others. They are not sold for oilers. Meisvei, I'll ask you a kasha. If a moicher said to the lekech, I'm selling you one of my houses of my estate, the nafal, and one of his houses fell down, mareyu nafal, he can show him, you want to know the house I sold you? It's this one that collapsed. Evid bavore ani marchloch, I'm selling you a slave amongst my slaves, umeis, and he died. Mareyu meis, he shows him the meis, and he says, you know, we want to know which one you bought? You bought that one. As we turn to the kuf tesam et al, v'amai, why should it be, according to you, that you said, that bais bebesi gives him the best one, lehevi, lechsi, let us see, hey the nafal, which one fell, hey the meis, which slave died, which house fell, which slave died. In other words, we should know precisely who took the loss. If he sold him the best house. If the best house is the one that fell, then the lekech lost. If the best house is not the one that fell, then the moicher lost and the lekech gets the best house. It's clear which one belongs to the lekech, the best one. Says the Gemara, lekech, comrade, you ask me a kasher from a halacha by lekech. Shiny lekech, the din of lekech is different. The yad balashtar ala tachtoina. Because we have a din of a moitzim chaver al varaya. And the person who has the shtar that says, I bought a house amongst your houses. So the moicher can say, the one that fell down, that's the one I sold you. Prove otherwise. You would have a chiv to prove otherwise. But that has nothing to do with our case here. Our case here is by Hegdish. By Hegdish, it's not ala tachtoina, yad Hegdish ala yoina. When you, by Hegdish, you always have to give the benefit of the doubt to Hegdish, and that's why we say, bais bebesi, he meant the best, shor b'shori, he meant the best shor, the gadol goes to Hegdish. Says the Gemara, now that you came to this conclusion, hashda dos lahachi, afila tema, aliyah degreya. You don't have to tell me in the kasha I asked you before that the word aliyah means the best of the houses. Aliyah could mean, like I thought, that it means attic, which is the worst of the houses. So we had a problem. How could it mean the worst when we said bais b'beisi, shor b'sharvi, he means the best? Because there, it's different. We're talking about a lekeach. By a lekeach, yad balashtar l'tachtoina. But here, where we're speaking about hegdish, einachanami there, we will say that Allah is, that he meant to be magdish, the best one, which is the gadol. There's a chilek between hegdish and lekeach.